I love a good moon in Scorpio. Yes, anyone with a natal moon in Scorpio tends to be extremely, extremely intense. If they don't know how to manage their emotions, how to process their emotions, it can definitely lead to a downward spiral of psychological and emotional depths that they can't seem to get themselves out of. It can get that deep. And I know that that sounds a little scary, but here's the thing. A transiting moon in Scorpio has the ability to do the same. And for those of us who don't have a moon in Scorpio and we don't know how to manage that energy, that's when we can really feel lost within our feelings, within our emotions, if we're not intentional. But if we know that this moon is coming, if we know what it means, then it's a lot different in terms of how we can take advantage of it, okay? So let me give you a few bullet points of the meaning of a moon in Scorpio. Number one, a moon in Scorpio reminds us to be true to our own heart, no matter where it leads. Now, what that means, and I have to be clear, because this doesn't mean that if our heart is telling us to go back to that toxic relationship, that we should go back because that's where it's leading us. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about healthy energy, energy that is meant for our well-being, energy that keeps us safe, and energy that allows us to continue self-parenting, okay? Remember, we are still under the influence of a beautiful new moon in Cancer. We are still under the influence of the beautiful conjunction between Venus and Mars in Leo. So the disconnection from the rest of the world on Sunday, in order to connect with ourselves, is only to reinforce the energy that is the bigger energy that is already available for us, okay? So when the moon in Scorpio tells us to be true to our own heart, no matter where it leads, it means that we are going to allow ourselves to feel anything and everything, no matter how dark or taboo it might be to the rest of the world. If it arises naturally, then we allow it to be. We sit with it. Whew. Now, sitting with anything and everything that comes up, no matter how dark or taboo, like Scorpio energy is, on the one hand, it can spiral, right? Like what I mentioned earlier. But that's not the point. The point is to allow what comes up to be, to acknowledge it, to honor it, to cry it out, to scream it out, to write it out, to do the things that we need to do in order to acknowledge that that is there. That is a way that we create safe space for ourselves. Because in the space with ourselves, we're not saying, I shouldn't be feeling this, I shouldn't be crying, why is this coming up again, I should be over this. There's no room for that. A moon in Scorpio allows us to be exactly who we are, especially in the darkest of times. Number two, before we silence our inner dialogue, we have to, again, allow it to tell us what it's telling us. So there's an internal dialogue, because we're talking about Scorpio energy. It might not be the best internal dialogue. It might not be the friendliest. So this internal dialogue, for instance, is saying, why are you going back to that relationship? You're not good enough. You're stupid. You don't do your job well. You're not good at what you do. Why are you trying to make friends? All of these really awful things, right? But with awareness, we can let that voice say what it needs to say as if it were another person. And in that space, we can take a step back, pretend that that voice is another person, and just hear it out. Let that person vent, whatever it needs to vent. And then, from a space within us that is also scorpionic, we can say, I transform those words into words that fortify me, into words that strengthen me. Look, this isn't about fake it till you make it. That is not what this is about at all. This is about acknowledging and transforming, acknowledging and alchemizing, because that is the power that Scorpio energy reminds us that we have. So think about it. if we are a bigger person, right? If we're in that space of being the bigger person and somebody comes at us and just says these really nasty things, as the bigger person, we know that we have absolutely no time or energy to try and refute this person who obviously doesn't know us. So we let them spew their stuff and then we walk away knowing that that had nothing to do with us. We have the ability to do the same with our internal narratives. Some of these narratives are no longer ours, so we can let them play, but consciously say, okay, once that's done, I choose to let that go. And look, that may sound like we're denying something or like we're just trying to be positive, and it's not. What we're practicing is our power of transformation, our power of alchemization. We can choose to rewrite the narrative in our minds, in our hearts, and therefore process emotion differently. Okay? Number three, the moon in Scorpio reminds us that we can face any kind of truth within ourselves without fainting or slipping into denial and rationalization. So again, this isn't about saying, no, that's not true. This is about saying, at some point, yes, this was true. But is this really where I am now? Especially in this community where people are conscious and aware of the work that they're doing, right? So it's about questioning. It's about accepting, more than anything, that this is who you once were, and that's okay, and that from that dark space, massive lessons came. But when you pause, when you detach, when you create space, you have the ability and the opportunity to ask yourself, is this still me? This isn't about denial. Like I said, this isn't about faking it till you make it. No, this is about presence and the transformation in presence. Number four, a moon in Scorpio teaches us that we can see the true story behind the official story of someone else's dialogue. Or more than anything, it helps us see the true story behind our official story of anything we may be trying to hide from ourselves. I remember that a long, long time ago, I understood the power and the energy and the point of Scorpio and Pluto energy, because Pluto rules Scorpio, because I read somewhere that it said, this energy strips you of any self-deceit. A moon in Scorpio, if we go into a meditation intentionally, we are entering a space within us in which we are bearing our souls to ourselves. It's as if we're getting naked with ourselves and allowing us to be exactly who we are. And so to see the true story behind a story that we may be telling other people, that we may be even telling ourselves, that true story has the possibility to come out in an intentional meditation with a transiting moon in Scorpio. Okay. Number five, a moon in Scorpio reminds us that a feeling of authenticity and realness is primary in relationships. But the only reason that we can recognize the realness and the authenticity in a relationship with another is if we cultivate that within ourselves first. That's why meditating, again, with a moon in Scorpio especially, creates that raw, authentic connection to self. And it reminds us that it's okay for us to be us. Okay. Number six, a moon in Scorpio reminds us that it feels good to be connected with the invisible realms. This can be connecting with your spirit, with your guides, with your gods, with your higher power, with your angels, or simply with the soul. Whatever it is that you want to call it, a moon in Scorpio has the profundity to go beneath, to go beyond. Remember, Scorpio energy is about seeing what is real. And the fact that a moon in Scorpio carries this energy of connecting with something higher than ourselves tells us that that something higher is much realer than just this human reality. Okay? So if you do some type of esoteric practice, or if you know that you have spirit guides or angels, or simply God, whatever that means to you, use the moon in Scorpio to connect to that godlike, goddess-like quality, because that is part of who we are as well. Number 7, a moon in Scorpio reminds us that to connect successfully, we need time alone. One secret of happiness for a moon in Scorpio is the realization that we are not required to be happy all the time. This is so important because when we accept that we don't have to be happy all the time, and others can't hold that space for us, in alone time, we can again allow ourselves to be ourselves. We can be with our emotions. The fine line lies in that we don't spiral downward in those emotions, but that we acknowledge them, we honor them, because it's part of our process, okay? Number 8, a moon in Scorpio teaches us that it is okay to see truths that a lot of other people don't accept. Truths which often make people nervous and uncomfortable to the point where they deny the reality of what is actually going on. In our own space, with a moon in Scorpio, we can see everything about ourselves. We can admit everything about ourselves to ourselves, things that would make others uncomfortable because they refuse to see these things about themselves, and understand yet again that that is a part of what makes us whole. Through this entire process, through these 8 bullet points, for instance, the moon in Scorpio isn't about denial. It is about accepting everything that is and understanding that we can turn it around. But it's not just about, I'm feeling sad. Okay, so let me say 5 positive affirmations so I can be happy. No, my loves, that's not how the world works. That's definitely not how we work. We are complex individuals, and that's okay, because in that complexity is where the lessons come from. And as we face complexity more and more, we understand that there is simplicity beneath that, but we have to be willing to sit with complexity first in order to understand that it is not important, that it is not necessary for us to transform from that. We have to go through the process. We have to go through the phases of evolution, of individuation, in order for us to get to a point where we can genuinely accept ourselves fully and others in the same way. I honestly believe that that is a lifelong process, because when we feel that we quote unquote get over one thing, we find another and another, which is fine. The point is to get to a point of simplicity where we can just choose to be one way or another. And that takes practice and that takes time. But we need times like scorpionic times to face ourselves for everything that's within us in order to detach. And then understand that there is so much more peace, joy, acceptance beneath all of that. Okay? So I hope the audios below help you with your exercise. And I am also leaving a really powerful YouTube video that is of binaural beats, which is for deep connection to the self. The exercises, the description of the exercises below are going to be very short, but they're going to be instructions so that you can play this binaural beat audio and meditate along with it. And so with the description of what the moon in Scorpio teaches us, you go into this intentionally. This is about allowing yourself to be who you are, seeing the shadow part of yourself, and understanding that that is only meant and it is there to help you grow, evolve, and transform. Happy weekend.